Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price of VolQuest.com. He's been working around the clock with all the news in Knoxville this week with recruiting and tweets and Chancellor news and all kinds of stuff. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I just want to know, are we going to force them in that golf tournament I just heard about?
We'll just let you play in it by yourself and dominate everyone. How about that?
We'll pair you off with Kirby. Yeah. That'll offset your game.
So Austin, the news on Beverly Davenport this week. Is it as simple as when she had to fire John Curry, the writing was on the wall, and she was done at that point?
You know, I mean, maybe it is as simple as that. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when Butch Jones lost T. Higgins and several of those key recruits in state in that 2016 class, was that kind of the beginning of the end for him? Looking back, it's easy to say, yeah, probably was. You know, the same thing with her. I mean, when it went down the way it did, and you had the national spectacle that it was, and just how it went down. I thought it was a bad look for her at the time. I thought, you know, she somewhat rebounded by, you know, instituting Phillip in this DAD, and, you know, it was kind of, you know, he's not a Band-Aid, but that putting him into that situation at that point in time was a Band-Aid for her. You know, he's not a Band-Aid. He's a, you know, a permanent fixture now and arguably the most powerful man on campus at this point, especially with, you know, Joe DiPietro, you know, headed towards retirement in the not too distant future. So, you know, but at the time it was a Band-Aid for her. And, you know, that Band-Aid got ripped off earlier this week by Joe DiPietro.
Who is going to have a bigger say in the next chancellor, Philip Fulmer or the Haslam family?
You know, I don't know. I do think Coach Fulmer is going to have a big say in it. And, Jeremy Pruitt, Philip Fulmer, you know, everybody's talking about, getting Tennessee, everybody rolling in the same direction. And if you hire someone that, you know, doesn't jive with Coach Fulmer, then do you not go back down that path that Tennessee's been in the last decade where there's a divide between the university side and the athletic side? And so I think he has to have a big say in the hire. I think, you know, shortchanging him, cutting his legs out from underneath him, limiting his power, I think that only drives him out sooner. And at the end of the day, if that happens, the uprising that we saw with Greg Schiano will pale in comparison to the uprising of Philip Fulmer is wronged once again. And I don't think that's going to be the case at all. I think Coach Fulmer is going to have a big say in this hiring process, but I'm sure others will as well. But I do think Coach Fulmer will have a huge say in who they hire as the next chancellor or how they restructure. Maybe they go back to the old way when Coach Fulmer was the head coach, you know, back in the 90s and early 2000s. To where the president, you know, is more powerful in this role with the athletic side than maybe the chancellor is.
Austin, we had Jeremy Pruitt on our show earlier this week, and I know you guys referenced it at VolQuest, some things he said in the interview. But what struck me, you know, he said a lot in that interview, but what struck me almost was my reaction to his honesty, in that I was so surprised that we had a coach on from University of Tennessee, the football part of this, that was so honest. Rick Barnes is very honest with everything that he says and his assessment. And Jeremy Pruitt was honest. And at one point, I know Paul asked him a question about his honesty or about what he said about the fans. He said, well, what do you guys want me to be? Do you want me to be honest? I figured you wanted me to be honest about this. I guess my question is this. It's such a drastic departure from Butch Jones and his coaching staff. How has that honesty been received so far by this team?
I think really well, Chad. And you know, in reality, and there are a lot of coaches out there. This isn't a knock on Butch Jones at all. I think there are a lot of coaches out there that, you know, their stick is to basically tell players or recruits or whoever they're dealing with what they want to hear, you know, and then once, you know, a decision has to be made later, then they adjust off of that. And so it ends up looking like that they were, you know, lied to or the coach told them something that didn't happen. I just think Jeremy's stick is just a little bit different. You see very few that are as blunt and honest as Coach Pruitt. I mean, you saw the three prospects come in from Middle Tennessee this weekend, and all three talked about how real he was and how he kept it real with them. And that's just kind of who he is. He's gonna tell them, hey, you guys do this really, really well, but you're not very good in this area. And this is if you want to get to where you want to be, and I want you to get to where you want to get to, you've got to improve here. And he's just very blunt with that. And I do think that recruits, you know, maybe at first are taken back a little bit by it, but then they're like, okay, well, maybe he's right. Maybe I do need to get better in that area. And I think players that are currently here really do like the idea of getting coached up, you know, being told where they're, you know, where they're failing, you know, where they're coming up short. And in reality, you know, that his stick, it worked with players at Georgia and Alabama and Florida State. That's why you hear Jalen Ramsey talk so glowingly about Jeremy Pruitt. You know, Jalen's an alpha dog. And you guys have had him on this show. I mean, he's opinionated, and he really likes the fact that Coach Pruitt is a straight shooter.
With the commitment of Wanya Morris, is that just the start of recruiting for this summer for Tennessee?
They better hope so. I mean, they needed to kind of get, you know, something jump started at some point. You know, you get, you know, a potential five star, you know, because I think he's going to end up continuing to move up in the rankings. We have him as a high four. I think he'll be five before too long. I think ESPN's got him up at five. You know, so I do think that, you know, you jump started with that. Ramel Keaton's going to do something on the 16th, the four-star receiver out of Marietta. Sean Brown, three-star tight end out of Rome, who's down in Tennessee at Auburn, doing something, supposed to do something on the 12th. We'll see if he still does it. I think he will. Tennessee trending there. So if you can get those two kids later this month to add in with Wanya, all of a sudden you start to get some momentum. I don't think you're going to see this, like, you know, Tennessee gets the game number one and they got 20 commitments. Like last year they had around 20. I mean, you know, doing the commitment round for BallQuest was a real team effort. We used to just divide and conquer. I don't think that'll be the case this year. I think it'll be lesser numbers, but I think there'll be quality numbers as this staff continues to recruit the best of the best. And sometimes you're going to miss on those because you're going up against other really, really, really great programs, and they're selling something that you're not, which is recent success. But, you know, I do think that they're going to win a few share of those battles.
Austin Price, he has recruiting covered and much more for the University of Tennessee. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Austin Price with us weekly here on the Midday 180.